Welcome to Reality of the Rose with your host, Natalie Sprink.
Hey everyone, welcome to episode 92 of Reality of the Rose. I'm your host, Natalie Sprink.
Hello, Allie.
Hi.
I have Allie with me today on the podcast because she is home for Easter. But she came home for a little longer, so she's here all week, here Easter weekend. She goes back Monday. And happy to have her with us.
Why are you singing?
I like to sing. So let's start with like finding out just a little bit about Allie's life. What's new in your life, Allie?
I got a promotion at work.
Tell us about it.
Well, I got a promotion and now I am.
When did you get the promotion?
Like 2 weeks ago, basically. And I was an account coordinator and now I am an assistant account executive. And since like we have a really big team, there's nothing like super drastic that changes, but I'm going to have a little bit more responsibility and a little bit more money. And yeah, I was really excited. I got promoted at 9 months.
And I'm just like forcing this conversation so like I can sort of like flex for you, but you got it at 9 months. Typically, when does M Booth give their raises and promotions?
Usually you have an annual review, but I asked to be reviewed early since I thought I was performing at the level above me. But nonetheless, my team is really great and fought for an early promotion for me. And here we are.
So are you still doing, very proud of you, by the way.
Thanks.
Very nice. Are you still doing the same promoting and is your job still with the same products?
Mm-hmm. It's the same exact thing.
And not with a promotion, but we know from, if you listen to her last or our past podcasts, she handles like Dawn, Cascade, and she did Maybelline. Are you still doing all of those things?
Maybelline is no longer our client.
I see. I knew that. I knew that already.
but I do Dawn and Cascade.
Okay.
And then we're doing work with the Chore Gap, which I don't know if I talked about on here, but it's an initiative that Dawn and Swiffer are leading to close like the chore gap within homes. And that's like kind of a separate thing from Dawn and Cascade, just like products, because it's not really product oriented.
Explain what chore gap is.
So in 60% of households, most of the chores fall on one person. So P&G created this initiative to help close this chore gap by calling attention to it. And so they educated the public on what it is and how to close it in your homes. And it's just relevant since Swiffer and Dawn are both like cleaning brands and they're chores in themselves. And then this year they released a curriculum about the chore gap that's actually being implemented in like, I think it's about 75 schools and organizations now across the U.S. So actual teachers are going to teach about the chore gap in schools. And then there's printable lesson plans that can go home with parents that you can like go through it at home and like do activities where the family is like splitting up the chores equally. So I'm working on that now as well. So my full time is on P&G.
Nice.
Yep.
They released, if anyone uses the Cascade Pods, they released
Cascade Platinum Plus.
And I think I've talked about this before and I'm not just, well, I am. I am just saying this because my daughter works with it, but I wouldn't have tried it had she not. I was just a like plain old liquid Cascade girl. Mm-hmm. Never used the pods because I felt like they were too expensive and I didn't need to.
Well, so, you didn't really know that they were a different formula.
Right. But even any of the pods, not just Platinum Plus. You mean the pods? Okay. Yes.
You just thought it was like Cascade in a pod and they were charging more, kind of like laundry detergent.
Exactly. Yes. And so if you are of that same opinion, it is not correct, because I am also the girl who has to have her dishwasher loaded in the exact right way. If you put the dish in the wrong way, I will change it because it is wrong. But I also feel like part of the reason I do that is because I think it cleans better. The other thing I always have done in the past is rinse my dishes off.
You're a pre-rinser.
Definitely pre-rinser, and an excessive pre-rinser. Like, I would almost rinse my dishes off until the point where they were like clean and then put them in the dishwasher. And one time I was at my friend's house and her husband put the dishes in their dishwasher. They didn't rinse them. And like, we had eaten something like, I don't know, spaghetti or something. And they just like stuck them in the dishwasher. And I was like, what are you doing? You can't do that. I have so much anxiety watching you put a dish that's not rinsed. So I was extreme, but Allie convinced me to just try it, She got us some, and they weren't even Platinum Plus. They were just the regular pods the first time I tried
Cascade
it.
Platinum.
And I forced myself to not rinse. It was absolute torture the first time I did it. Put the dishes straight in the dishwasher.
With spaghetti.
Yeah. Yes. And literally came out sparkling clean. Sparkling clean.
Well, the thing is it's not just like that the brand wants to prove that they can clean it without you pre-rinsing. The way that the pods are formulated, it's actually meant to attach itself to food particles. And once it attaches to food particles, it works better and it releases like the enzymes that cut off the grease and the baked on food and whatever. If you pre-rinse your dishes and there's no food particles, there's nothing for those enzymes to attach to. Therefore, the product doesn't actually work as well as it did if there was food on your dishes.
Interesting.
So that's why that and that it saves water to just not pre-rinse and use your dishwasher. But yeah, sometimes it doesn't work if you have them positioned wrong or if your dishwasher is too full. But like, usually the reason the pod doesn't work isn't because of the pod. It's like user error or dishwasher error or your filter's not clean or something. But every time that we've used it in your dishwasher that's really nice and clean, it always like works really well. And we made potato soup last night and it's like dried on cheese. And we put all of our dishes in the dishwasher and we have to run it tonight.
Yeah. And so they're really dried on because they've been sitting in there all day long.
And that's what they say is that like you can leave it in there for as many days and no matter how dry it is, like it'll get it off. So, and you have Platinum Plus. So I'm excited.
So
to see.
Well, I have to report back.
Yeah.
So if you are a rinser or if you have not tried pods because you just think they're too expensive, they are so worth
it. It's a different formula. It's not the same thing. It's like a way better formula.
I will never use liquid again. Literally. Okay. So enough for the P&G commercial.
Yeah. not even being paid to say that. I just literally like the product, actually. Like Power Wash. I could probably talk about Power Wash to spray for 10 years because any problem you have, it could probably solve it.
So. Yeah. And her.
Every time someone gets a stain, they're like, literally my roommates like wait for me to be like, well, Tom Power Wash to spray could get that out.
Well, also, Tim, her dad, gets so annoyed and frustrated when he can't get his glasses
clean. We talked about this on the Lara's podcast.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. So it works for getting your disgusting, like fingerprinty, smeary glasses, like eyeglasses clean.
Well, and one more thing. Yeah. There's ways that people use Dawn Power Wash, like outside of just dishes, like you're saying, like on clothes, people use it on counters, shower doors, toilets, like whatever. And there was only like a handful of ways that it was approved by the research and development team at P&G. So like countertops was one, stainless steel appliances, hard surfaces, like a bathtub, like those were approved. But like now they've come out with 50 new ways that are approved by the research and development team. So like they range from like, God, I mean, like you can like clean a boat with it now. Like it's like and your grill and all of this stuff.
Can we find this list somewhere?
Yeah, it's on Dawn's website.
It's on Dawn's website.
Under the FAQ section, 50 ways to use Dawn.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it just Dawn.com?
It's Dawn Dish. Oh, God, I should know this. I hope nobody Dawn, from my, just Dawn. Like a Dawn Dish. So I really hope nobody from my team listens to that. Dawn Dish. I was right.
It's Dawn Dash. Well, Dawn Dash Dish.com. And also, I want to say this is a use. I'm sure this is just like
FAQ.
Is this just like a probably a logical 50 ways to use Dawn? Let me just name a few of them. I found a way. Air fryer, hairbrush.
Oh, and eyeglasses is one of them.
Okay. Hairbrush and combs, patio furniture, lunch boxes, eyeglasses, sunglasses, cell phone cases, bikes, swimming goggles, plastic flip-flops, pool floats, helmets, hard hats, coolers, exercise equipment, outdoor basketball, basketball hoop, baseball bat, fishing rods, fishing tackle box, snow and water skis, kayak, oven doors, fan blades, sneakers, baseball hats, car seats, lunch bags, oven mitts, stroller, placemats, life jackets, elbow knee pads, fabric braces. Like
let
your
me
knee
just
and elbow.
Read a few of
Go
them.
Ahead. 33. We're on number 33.
No, I'm laughing because you said, let me just read a few of them.
You read the rest.
Okay. Gas stove, burners, grill tools, garden tools, fireplace grates, swing sets, windshield wipers, motorcycles, boats, jet skis, golf carts, manicure and pedicure tools, golf clubs, golf balls, plastic brooms, cufflinks, tie clip, and lapel pins.
Tie clip.
And fun fact is we actually are making a prettier list than this for them to put on their website.
Very nice. But one thing I found is that like you women and men too, but in your kitchens, just from cooking, you tend to get like grease will settle on the top of things. Like I have lights hanging over our island and I don't pay attention to that. Like all of a sudden, just one day after 6 months, I'll realize and I'll look up at the lights and I'll notice that it's disgusting, greasy grime and you can't just wipe it off with a rag. And so, I swear this is a true story. So I got up and I had Windex that I was going to use for it. And so I sprayed the Windex on it and I had a paper towel and it was still smearing. And I was like, ugh, this is so gross. And went ding, 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 ding. I should use. And I did. I swear I did. Sprayed the Dawn Power Wash on it and literally just wiped right off. Just wiped right off.
Well,
it's crazy.
Shameless plug. If you want to go check out some influencer content right now that we're doing for Dawn, the influencers we're working with are awesome. And they're doing like, they're cleanfluencers, and then there's a chef doing it, and they are highlighting ways that they use it in their house that's not necessarily with dishes. And then also one of the chef is like making like really extremely dirty dishes and then cleaning it with it. And so it's like really fun content.
And how do they find that? People find that if they want to.
The influencers are on TikTok, and two of them are on Instagram, and it's David Lockridge. Rochelle Stewart, but her handle is Operation_Nikki, and then Chef Chosen. His name's David, but he goes by Chef Chosen.
Maybe I'll put those in the show notes.
Yeah, you should. They're really fun videos.
I will. I'll put those in the show notes. So if anybody didn't write those down, you are interested, I will put those in the show notes for this podcast. So now that we are 13 minutes in, shameless plug, like, I feel like plugs are typically like a 5 second deal. This was a 13 minute and 20 second. Okay. Really,
I never thought I'd know so much about dish soap.
Why we're here is to recap Love is Blind. So, complete opposite of plugging Dawn Power Wash. But Allie and I watched episode 1 and 2 last night. She was a little hesitant to watch it because she had heard it wasn't good.
It was boring.
I heard the opposite. I heard it was really good. So we decided to just like watch it and see. I don't even know how to recap this really for sure because it's so hard. It's an entirely different show. So it's hard to just go step by step through the show and like cover what they're talking about. So mm-hmm. I think the first thing I'm going to say is just like the one thing that is very apparent with Love is Blind is you can right away tell. I mean, I wonder, did I read that it's like 20 men and 20 women? Do you think that sounds right? Like initially? I think it's at least 15.
Yeah, I would say.
It's between 15 and 20, whatever the real number is. But if you think of it that way, we are just seeing like a fraction of the people that go on. So like, imagine all the people that go on the show thinking, oh, I'm going on the show. And they're literally, you don't ever see them. Mm-hmm. But right away off the bat, you can tell who's going to be one of the couples that gets engaged. I mean, there'll be some that won't make it. They'll have a few, obviously, that get rejected or they don't end up with who they want to, but you almost can know from the get-go who's going to be going on. Mm-hmm. And we could tell that right away. So that's like interesting to me because, I mean, so first we had like this Kwame, and I spelled that Q-U.
Yeah.
It's K-W.
Yeah.
It's Kwame and Micah. So tell me, like, what were your first thoughts on Micah? First thoughts.
She was fine. I mean, she seemed normal.
Yeah, I thought she did too. I liked her. I like her less as we got to, by the time we got to end of episode two, like her less.
She's kind of being a mean girl.
She is being a mean girl with that, what's the girl's
name?
Irina. I don't like Irina at all.
No, me neither. I didn't like her really from the beginning though. She kind of annoyed me.
She definitely seems like a mean girl and is doing mean girls things in their little apartment and is giggling behind girls' backs and like slamming them and making fun of them and not hiding the fact that she's doing it. I don't like her at all. She seems like a little bit of a, like you said, mean girl. I was going to say bully, but maybe that's aggressive, but
no, she's being a mean girl.
So I'm curious if she will go on. Who is she with? She's with Zach. Zach is the weird, crazy guy that we kind of did a deep dive into.
Well, he introduced himself by saying basically that his mom was a stripper to take care of him. And then he was like, and she died. And I was like, okay, he's lying. Like, I first thought he was lying, which I know that sounds bad, but.
Yeah, Allie, you were like determined that that was all fake.
So then I did like a deep dive into his social media and turns out his sister posted on TikTok that his mom did die. So that wasn't a lie, but I just like, I'm getting pathological liar from him still. Like, I just feel like he is weird and like is just giving off the most like creepy. I don't know. I saw online that he's been getting a lot of hate, so I don't want to contribute, but like, I don't know. He just, immediately I thought he was weird though.
Did you look deep enough to know if that hate is because of?
No, I don't know.
Weirdness?
It might be, I don't know. I tried to not look at spoilers.
Yeah, I have too. And unfortunately I have several Love is Blind accounts on my feed and they keep popping up and I keep trying to quick scroll through them. But, so I'm kind of looking through the few notes that I made. He's actually an attorney. The other thing that you thought was weird about them is he had no tagged photos and there was like on his Instagram, there was nothing
about his mom on Instagram, but she died in 2014, which might be why, but he did not have any tagged photos before Love is Blind, which I thought was really weird.
It might be weird, but he might do like a lot of people that go on TV shows and just scrub their.
True. I mean, you can untag yourself too.
Lots of Bachelor people do that stuff.
Be horrible.
But if they scrub it that hard, you wonder what was there to hide. Because
I know it's not like there's like old is nothing. There was nothing.
That is kind of strange. Well, he's an attorney in real life, but what did he joke about when he was with the first person? He said, I'm a stripper. That's how that came up. They said, what do you do for a living? And he said, I'm a stripper. And they're like, wait, what? Really? Whoever he talked to? And then he was like, no, actually, I'm an attorney, but my mom was a stripper.
Yeah. I mean, and also it's like the girl was like, oh. And I was like, I mean, power to her, though. Like, whatever.
I'm not going to diss her. If she had to support her family and that's all she could find to do, like, I guess, yeah, I mean, would it be for me? But I, you know, whatever paid the bills.
It was just, but he's interesting.
Did you say, I forget, did you say how she died?
Oh, she was in a, she got hit by a drunk driver.
Which is also sad.
Yeah, which is really sad, but.
I'm sure they'll address all that more if he goes on. So we are, look at the last comment I made.
I know, it says Zach is crazy. He's just, there's nothing like specific. I just think throughout the whole episodes, or both episodes, he just was like Like, if I was talking to him, I'd be like, this dude is weird. Like, I don't know. Not weird, like, quirky weird. Like, weird, like, really
strange,
weird. Like, strange. And I don't know. Maybe as the time goes on, it'll be less weird. But I just think his, like, interactions are weird. And I also think, because he's talking to Irina and Bliss, right?
Yes.
I think Bliss can do better. But I also think that, like, Irina is just, like, doing it because, like, is, like, talking to him because she doesn't have any other, like, connection or anything. And, like, she knows she's going to get,
100%.
Like, not any airtime if she doesn't try and, like, cause some drama or something.
Yes.
Like, I think that's just what she's doing. But, like, yeah. But I don't know. It was weird.
And so Irina's little story whenever the show started was that as a kid, she had super, 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 super bad acne. And so got made fun of, and she never thought she was enough. And she always thought people were making fun of her, and that she still has, like, facial scars from it, which, okay, I can sympathize with that. And
I mean, that's fine, but like, I would say probably 50% of Americans have that problem.
Well, for sure. I mean, I don't know how extreme she had it, but the other thing that I don't like about that, and I get that we're all a little bit hypocritical when it comes to things just in general in life. We'll have our own hypocrisies that we will display, but what I didn't like is that she talked at the beginning about always being made fun of and, like, being, I don't know if she used the word bully, but that's what she implied. And then on the show, ironically, she's the one that is, like, making fun of people and laughing at and joking about them behind their backs the most, by far, at least that we're seeing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's such a double standard that I had very little respect for. And so I disliked her more and more and more. So I'm curious who Zach picks. I also, Bliss seems like the opposite. She seems like the sweetest person, which I also don't know. Like, she doesn't, neither one of them go with Zach, to be honest. I don't think anyone goes with Zach. And this sounds very mean, but he also just, his looks are just give off strange vibes.
Yeah.
Like, he just gives off weird guy vibes from the looks of him.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I feel like I'm not going to be very invested, but maybe it'll prove me wrong. But I don't think I'm going to be invested with whoever Zach is with. But make a call, Allie. Is he going to end up with Irina or Bliss? Because I don't think we know. We don't know yet, right? That's how it ended.
I know, though, because I saw a spoiler.
Okay, well, I'm going to guess then that it's going to be Bliss. Didn't he... See, it was just last night that we watched this, and I already am forgetting. Didn't he sort of give the vibe to Irina that he wasn't going to pick her? Or am I, not remembering?
I don't
that
think
correctly?
So.
Okay. Well, that's what I'm going to say is Bliss. So if I'm wrong and he picks Irina, I also am going to be curious if my opinion about Irina changes, because I also did not like Raven in the pods on season 3. And by the end of the show, I really liked her a lot. So they can change your mind. Let's see. Who do we got? Okay, so let's go back to Kwame and Micah. So Micah gives me I want to be on TV vibes.
Yeah.
And it's not that I don't like her. But I think because of her age, and not to say that when you're 30 plus, you're not in it for the I want to be on TV vibes if you go on to a reality dating show. But I feel like 26-year-olds especially are that way, because she just seems like you're like typical, even like bachelor girl, like long blonde hair, cute, you know, tries to be like funny and witty. And I don't know, she just gives off those vibes to me. So I think that's the part I didn't like about her, because I couldn't tell if she was genuine. But she's
kids these days say pick me girl.
Yeah. So, okay, let's see. Kwame, Micah was deciding between Kwame and Paul. And Paul was not another one. I guess he seemed also strange and weird. But then we decided and then Kwame was deciding between Micah and, was it?
Well, he was talking to Chelsea. But he wasn't really deciding between them. I think he was in on Micah, and then Micah ended it with him, and he was like, okay, sounds good. Like, oh, yeah. Good luck.
He was real short.
Yeah, and she was like, oh, my God. And then Paul was talking to
Amber.
Micah and Amber.
Paul
broke up with Amber, yeah.
Okay.
And Amber was way more upset than Kwame was, but he cried. They showed him crying. I don't know. He like started talking then to Chelsea and like I think he got over it pretty quickly. I mean, duh, it was 6 days. But Micah just like, I don't know. The more she started talking to Paul, I was like, this guy is just weird. He also didn't kneel when he proposed, did he?
No, he didn't kneel when he proposed, but she also just sat on the couch.
Yeah, and then when also they saw each other, they kissed once and like walked off. Well, this is the beginning of the third episode, but we watched it because we couldn't just do the cliffhanger.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And it was just, they don't have chemistry. Like, I don't know. I'm interested to see where that goes because I was like icky, 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 icky vibes. And like, I don't know. I think they're just like.
But you and I both agreed when Paul made his appearance, like when they met, when they had the reveal, he looked less
weird. He looked the best he looked.
Yeah.
But like, he's not always going to be in a suit and pampered by and hair and makeup team.
Well, right. And his hair was like all crazy in the pods. And it was like actually.
It's more what was coming out of his mouth. That was weirding me out.
He was weird. I really, really had trouble with at least how they edited it and showed us. I couldn't decide who Micah was going to go for until she absolutely just broke it off with Kwame. I thought she was totally into Kwame, even in their little apartment place, whatever they call it, the girls' quarters. She seemed into him, but then she would talk to Paul and be the same way. And then it was so back and forth. I really had no idea who she was going to be more into. I have to admit, I was actually a little surprised that it was Paul. I thought she was going to go for Kwame. And I actually could see her more with Kwame than Paul.
Yeah.
And so Kwame ended up picking. No, we don't know that yet for sure.
But he's talking to Chelsea.
Yeah. So my guess is they will end up together. Two things I feel about that. And I guess this is just the show, but they really did make it look like Kwame was like so upset that Micah broke it off with him.
I mean, for one day though.
Well, right. But he cried. Yeah. He cried and he came in and he was I think that when Chelsea watches that back and she knew that Micah and Kwame were a thing, so it's not like she was blind to it, but wouldn't you feel like second choice?
Yeah.
Especially when you watch it back and you see how broken up he at least was for 12 hours about it. And then he's like, oh, well, I'll just go for Chelsea and see how that is. My guess is they will end up engaged.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the nature of the show. So I guess they just know that going in. But yes, think about if that was in real life.
Right.
You'd be like, I'm your rebound.
Totally. Right.
And like that would be psychotic in real life. Anyone in real life that did that, their friends would be concerned about them. But like they're on the pods for like what seemed like 12 days.
Right. And it's 6 days. Right. And that's what they kept saying.
Well,
at least by the time these two
engaged. The first people got engaged, I think, at 6 days.
So the other thing that is so abnormal is, like, Kwame and Paul seemed like they got along pretty good. Like, and Kwame knew that Paul was going to then propose to Micah. And after he did propose, Paul came in and all the guys were, like, congratulating him and everything. And even Kwame, like, you know, was respectable and went up to him and shook his hand and then walked away and chugged a bottle of something.
Yeah, like right out of the bottle. Like he just like was like cool and then walked away.
Like that moment was very relatable. I like had total respect for that because he was like classy about it. And could you do that? I feel like I would still, even though you know what you signed up for, I still feel like I'd have to be that girl who just would not be able to bring herself to congratulate
him. To be honest, I'm not really sure that sane, emotionally stable people go on this show. So No, I would not be able to do that. But, like, I kind of think this is, like, you, I think we,
but hang on, let me make sure we're not at 30. Oh, damn, look at that, how close we are. Okay, we're going to stop for a second. We have to get, oh, man, I'm so happy we didn't over-record. We'll be right back. We're back. We are back. We
Yo.
Are back. We're back. Where do we end? That was literally like a minute ago, and I already forgot what we were saying.
We were talking about...
Ooh, I know. We were talking about how Kwame... like was super respectful, and you said, I don't know if like mentally stable people go on the show, but if it were me,
uh-huh. Oh,
I wouldn't
yeah.
be able to.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's, so, I just think that's like the truth of the matter is that like, you're not going on this show also probably to actually like find love as much as you get engaged at the end. It's also like kind of The Bachelor where it's like, you're not marrying them because at the, on the aisle, you can still say no mm-hmm. if you're like, and then you're like sick. I was just on TV.
Right.
So I don't know. I just,
Love Is Blind people are starting to get like the ones that go, you know, couple off or whatever you call it, are starting to get more followers than Bachelor people now.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
Well, there's less of them.
That's true.
And there's less seasons. Just wait till this has like 10 seasons. Yeah, nobody will give a shit anymore.
Okay. So that pretty much covers them, right? So yeah. We got, okay. So then.
Let's see. We've done Micah, Chelsea and Kwame, Micah and Paul.
Brett and Tiffany.
Yeah. I'm just.
Oh, sorry.
We can talk about them last because they're.
Okay.
There's not even that much to say because.
I think Marshall and Jackie. That was that weird, like, it was that weird thing, the girl with the pretty hair.
No, it was the weird thing where they just acted like they had been on TV the whole time, and then they were talking, and I was like, who are these people?
Yeah, they weren't hardly, they showed them at the very beginning of the first episode, and then we didn't see them at all again until the second episode, and it was just like they cut to them, like we had seen their whole
right.
story.
And she's really pretty, and we really liked her thing storyline at the beginning, but then...
Ooh.
She got weird.
She's
who was she talking to? What was the guy?
Marshall.
And he was, oh yeah, and he's like really nice. And she was just like not able to like.
She just kept laughing.
And like he like told her he really liked her, I think. And she was like not able to really say anything and like hid under the covers and was like, oh. And then was like, I feel like I'm going to throw up.
Yeah,
and then, like, he was like, take your time, I guess. I don't know. It's just, like, odd vibes.
Her personality seemed very, like, juvenile.
Uh-huh.
And he had a sad story, too. And that's what she was crying about. It was something.
It was
his dad said he was bad at math.
That was him. Whose brother died in the car wreck, then? That was Tiffany's.
Yeah.
Okay. He was bad at math. He started saying that, and I was like, I really hope there's more to this story, because if the producers actually gave you the, like, here's the thing. I can see the producer be like, you have to tell a sob story. You got to cry a little bit. And he was like, I mean, my life is so perfect. I can't think of anything to say besides the fact that my dad traumatized me by, like, telling me I wasn't going to go anywhere because I couldn't do my math homework. And I can see the producers, when he was saying that, being like, they aired it, so they had to have liked it.
No, I feel like inside they cringed, and then they're like, yeah, just go with that.
Yeah,
let's just go with that. Sure.
I mean, not to trauma compare, or
yeah, and I'm sure maybe
and not invalidate someone's feelings, but I'm sure there's more to the story.
He started off by saying, like, my dad really didn't give me a lot of verbal validation. Yeah. In my life. And so you thought maybe he was going to be like emotionally abused.
Well, cause he kind of was like, he wanted to be like, I want to be like a dad that my dad never was to me. And
right.
It was like, oh, he like, I don't know, abused you in some way, but like, and maybe he did, I don't know. There's
right.
maybe more to the story, and he's like pissed because he's like, well, now I look like I'm stupid because I said he didn't like how I did math.
He probably told this,
well,
like,
because the girl was reacting and she was like, Oh God. Oh, and I'm like, so there had to be more, because there's no way somebody was saying that to me, I'd be like,
and
okay, what's next? So I'm just gonna give him the benefit of the doubt, because he's a really nice guy. That's
doing a guy wrong. Like, I can just, he probably told this half hour story about all these bad things his dad to him, and they decided to edit in the part where he just says, my dad just mad at me for being bad at math. And like, I'm sorry.
Yeah. And I mean, besides that though, I liked him.
No, I did too. But didn't he also right after that say something like my dad told me and my sister that we weren't going to amount to anything and that we were going to be begging for change on the side of the road?
And he wouldn't stop.
Right. But so you had a teacher once that told you guys that you were all going to end up in your parents' basement as well. Remember?
Yeah.
So I feel like, which is terrible for a teacher to tell her children in school.
Well, like a teacher though is different than a dad.
Right. But neither one of them, it's good. But I also feel like if you were a parent, you know that it was probably one time and he was so mad because his kids were not doing their homework and they wouldn't listen to him. And the kid was probably failing math because he didn't complete his homework. And he's like, you're going to end up on the side of the road begging for change. I'm sure I've said something like that too. So like, I'm not judging this poor dad. But,
well, we don't know though.
No, we don't. But Marshall, besides that, seemed like a really cool guy. I'm assuming that they're probably going to end up together, but we just didn't see
I'm not really that invested in them.
I'm not. And that's about all
so
we saw.
So maybe that'll change though.
But let's see. What did I write here?
These people are getting engaged pretty fast.
Oh, but wait. Marshall and Jackie broke up because someone else said, oh, remember it was that Josh
guy.
Oh,
yeah. That's why she left crying.
Oh, that's right.
That's right. Well, no, but it's still the same. He was like, he said that he really liked her and like didn't and wanted to continue with her. And that's why she hid under their blanket because she was like, well, this is what this person said. Like,
and repeat what that was or like reiterate that because I kind of forget how she said that.
What
she said, like what she said, I really like you, but this happened.
But someone else basically said that they would pack their bags if it's not for me. And I think she was just like, I don't know. I might be making this up, but
no, it was like she, yeah.
And she's like, felt a bunch of pressure to like, I don't know.
Well, wasn't it though, in the respect that she was like saying she almost felt validated because he was so invested in her that if it wasn't her, he was going to leave. And that like,
that might be
she
true.
Was a little flattered by that.
I feel like I kind of turned that out.
Maybe
because I was bored by it.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, but and on top of that, the person that said that had never been shown on the show before, so I was not invested in it at all. I was like, "Who is this person?" Because he was like, "Are you talking about me?" And I was like, "Who is that?"
You? Yeah,
because Marshall was like telling somebody, and then this Josh guy overheard it and was like, "Are you talking about me?" Like, yeah, I did say that, and I was like. I mean, yeah, I get it. You're trying to create drama, but I don't know these people.
But also, Marshall got so pissed at that. And I don't understand why he was so pissed at that. I mean, aren't they supposed to be forming relationships? And he was like, what? I can't believe this. And he goes storming into their apartment and it was like, can you believe this guy said this? And I can't believe he would say that. Well, why? It wasn't that bad.
Yeah, that's
true. It was flattering to the girl. Like, why are you so upset?
Yeah, it was definitely a little too intense for me.
It was very aggressive, and I do feel like maybe that was pushed.
It's
a
also
bit.
Like if well, again, like I said, if that was like the main three characters' storylines, then it would be a little different. But I was like, I don't really know who these people are, so I don't really care that they're fighting.
No, that's so true.
And I really don't care if you go home and pack your bags because she didn't like you because I don't even know your name.
Right.
But
okay, so then finally we get Brett and Tiffany, who are I feel like.
Got engaged on day three.
Yeah. And so I'm also going to say they will be the ones that at the end, everyone will assume that they are the ones that are going to stay together. They just
I
look
them.
Cute together. Me
yeah,
too.
I actually didn't have any qualms with them.
Me
she
either.
Really liked him. He liked her. He was so nice. When they got engaged, he kneeled. Mm-hmm. She like got up and was crying. And
she
like,
put her hand on the wall.
Yeah. And like when they saw each other, there was chemistry. They're both attractive looking people. They kissed like multiple times and seemed to enjoy it and had natural conversation. And I wasn't like, oh.
Yeah. Because those initial.
Those can be horrible.
Oh my God, that can be so
where they first see each other. Yes. Like, especially because it starts out with like kind of a weird walk run to each other. And then you're like, what do we talk about? Because I know everything. It's kind of like how when you start like dating someone over text and like you have to see them in person. It's like, we're supposed to be introducing ourselves to each other, but I already know so much about you that this is kind of like weird. So it's like, I don't know. I feel like that's very telling if it's like natural or like I get it's gonna be a little awkward at first, but if you fall into a pattern fast versus like I feel like Micah and that other guy, like I haven't seen the rest of the episode, but he was like they were just like, this is so weird. Yeah, this is so weird. I can't believe you're here. No, I can't believe you're here. You're so pretty. Like it's like, okay,
It is. It's the worst part of the show are the reveals. I hate them. So I feel like if you have a good one, that's at least...
That's a good sign.
Yeah, it's a very good sign. If you have one that you don't even cringe at that much, it's a really good sign. And
We didn't even really have any complaints about them. Like the whole time they were talking, we were like, oh, they're getting engaged.
Neither one gave ick at all.
Yeah.
Oh, and he was the one, except the only thing that we thought was funny is that she had that little shoe with her whenever.
Oh my God. She fell asleep.
Oh, that's right. Oh my God. How did we forget that?
Well, and that
shit.
She fell asleep when he was basically telling her she fell in love with him. And I want to say, I literally said it when she was sitting there.
Yeah.
I was like, that girl is drinking a cup of straight Casamigos. Like, she's drunk. And then when the friends came in and picked her up and she was like, and the girl's like, she needs some water. And she was like, is he still here? It's like, no, girl, you're asleep. And he was like, so pissed. He's like, I'm going home. This, she can never bring me back from this. And we were like, okay, sure. Well, but I felt so bad for him.
So for everybody anyone who happened to not watch it, They had chemistry from the beginning. Like we were saying before, they
literally were, after 2 days, they were like in love.
They were cute as can be with each other. They were both so nice and like compassionate to each other and just all the good things. And then they had another date and she was drinking and he was like really, really like opening up his heart to her and telling him that he thought he was falling in love with her. And she was laying on the couch covered up and she fell asleep. And the way that
I still can't believe she did that.
The way they showed it was they showed her drinking. They showed her just laying there. And then they showed him going, Tiffany? Tiffany?
He was like, please don't say this is happening to me right now.
He repeated it like 4 or 5 times. And then he was like, I can't believe this. And he was like, and then he was about to leave. And he went back one more time and was like, Tiffany, are you there?
Yeah.
And she never answered. And yeah, so then anyway, then he left and he was so pissed. And actually, they totally edited it. And he could have been saying this about something completely different. But he goes, like the way it ended was like him going, I'm done.
Yeah, like she can't come back from this.
Literally the next day.
He proposed.
He proposed to her. The next date. She felt so bad though. But his story was that he was also came from a really like poor family, but like he would, he really liked shoes. And so he would draw shoes and he started an Instagram account where he would like design shoes and put them on his Instagram. And actually he had people like DM him for these designs and blah, 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 blah. Anyway, he actually worked his way. Somebody into Nike approached him and he works for Nike now. Mm-hmm. And he's like this really successful guy. And so it was like this rags to riches kind of story. But he gave her as a gift a pair of shoes, but then also.
But they were tiny.
Well, didn't she also get a pair of shoes or was it just the tiny shoes?
I think it was just the tiny shoes.
Okay. It's just tiny shoes. And she was like, oh, it's this. What is this? But they were like a mock makeup of his first pair of shoes, right?
Yeah.
And anyway.
It was tiny.
But so they were like baby shoes. And so whenever he proposed to her, she had that shoe with her. And we were like, why did she have that shoe with her?
And she never addressed it.
No.
She just was holding it.
Maybe she.
We were like, what? Okay.
Why? Maybe she did and they just cut that out.
I don't know. That was weird. I was like, why is she holding that?
It was so random. And she just held the little shoe.
I think it was just supposed to be like, oh, he's proposing to me. Like, this was how we bonded or whatever.
These are his first shoes. So anyway, that was really funny. So, okay. I think so we got Brett and, so they got engaged. She is, of course, accepted. So it's Brett and Tiffany that, have had the reveal in Micah and Paul.
Mm-hmm.
So we have left Zach, whoever he picks. We have Kwame, whoever he picks. Marshall and the whole Josh. Marshall, Jackie, Josh thing.
Mm-hmm.
Is it
that's usually, all we know though right now.
Right. Is it only 5 couples I have? 5 or 6 is only all the ones I ever have.
I'm sure this will be like the people.
So, okay, so I don't know. I think that's all we need to do for the recap. I think while Allie's here, her and I may watch another 2 episodes and recap another 2 episodes that I will release at some other point in time. But before, so two things I want to do real quick. I'm going to cover one bachelor thing real quick. So I would encourage you guys. So you guys know how I wasn't like a huge fan of Zach and still am not, but I listened to the interview. He and Katie did an interview with Caitlin Bristow. And I have to say, I was really, I did change my opinion about him a bit after watching listening to that interview. And also a while back, Caitlin sort of got on the company man wagon with The Bachelor and would like not say anything at all bad about him. Now that she's not really affiliated with him anymore, she's starting to open up more and like talk kind of shit on the producers a little bit again. And she actually asked him some very honest questions and he actually answered the questions. I mean, it's not like total dirt on dragging the producers through the mud, but he admitted more things on her podcast than I ever expected him to. But just a couple of them that I wanted to talk about here real quick, because we talk about them a lot on the recap of the shows. But you know how I always talk about Frankenbiting and how they'll take parts of sentences from like five different sentences and string it all together and make it sound like they are saying something and they just won't show their face saying it. So it sounds like they're saying it. Well, he basically, well, no, not basically, he did talk about a situation where that exact thing happened to him. They don't call it Frankenbiting, obviously, but Caitlin's question to him was there anything on the show that they showed about you that they think that you feel like they portrayed inaccurately? And he said, well, I don't know if this is really what you mean, but there was one preview one time that they showed and they had me saying this certain sentence. And he said, immediately, I was like, I never said that. Like, I never said that. And so this is him saying this actually on that. I couldn't believe you were saying this. And he said, so I called the producers and I said, hey, I just watched the preview and I said this, I know I never said that. And they go, oh, well, yeah, what that is it's like little bits and parts from three different episodes that we just like strung together. And it's basically just for the trailer to get people to watch. Mm-hmm. So I literally said that. Another thing that he said was, okay, so all of you know this too, that watch it, almost every single proposal at the end of the show, they make it seem like the lead is going to not propose. And then they'll like have like a full 10 second pause. And then they'll be like, because I love you and I want to marry you. He did that. And it was a very obvious thing. I don't remember exactly what he said, but he was like, you know, I said I was falling in love with you, but... And then he like looked off, like he was really upset and he had like a 10 second pause and he goes, but I am in love with you and blah, blah, blah. And she was like, oh my God, you surprised her. So Caitlin brought that up and Katie goes, yeah, that was really mean that you did that, you know? And he was like, well, I told you why I did that. And she was like, oh yeah, you did. And Caitlin goes, wait, why? Why did you do that? And he goes, well, I don't know if I'm supposed to say it, but like those people we've been talking about, like they told me that I should do that. So he basically, I mean, we all know that, I think that they do that, but he was like full off just admitting that he didn't want to do that. But he actually said, he told them, I don't really want to do that. And they're like, we just need you to do it because it's the show, whatever. It's interesting. You should listen to it. I feel like you'll think a little bit differently of Zach. I got a better impression of him. So go listen to Caitlin's interview with he and Katie. Okay. So now to end the podcast, I am going to ask Allie a few like either or questions.
Okay.
And some of them, she doesn't know what these are. These are just, you have to answer as quickly as you can.
Okay.
Some of them are New York based.
Okay.
And some are just like random.
Okay.
Okay. And I don't have a ton of them, but just a few.
Okay.
All right. So Uber or cab?
Oh, this is it. That.
I got an answer.
Cab.
Okay. You can tell like why it was so hard for you now.
Well,
why
because
is that so hard?
Because if it's like raining, I take a cab because it's a fixed rate and Uber charges more. Like if I'm going to the airport, I just schedule an Uber for like whenever I want it so I can get the price to go and there's no like extra fee. And then sometimes if I'm in like if I'm by myself at night, sometimes I just take an Uber instead of a cab because there's no way to like track. I don't know. Like I take both so often, but there's reasons why I take both. So
it's situation specific.
But I like taking cabs when I can because it's like local and also usually it's cheaper.
Interesting. I don't know a lot of people that don't live in New York would know that.
No.
I mean, because a lot of people, I think that cabs are almost extinct now because of
Ubers. No. Oh my God. That's not true. That's not true. They're on like every street.
So interesting. In okay. All right. New York bagel or New York pizza?
Bagel.
Thrifting or Fifth Avenue?
Thrifting.
Oh. Starbucks or local coffee shop?
Local coffee shop.
Tell me about the coffee there. Is there good coffee?
Yeah. There's good coffee like everywhere, but there's two places that I go down by my apartment. When I'm going to work, I get Starbucks because I can order ahead and just pick it up on my way to work instead of having to wait until in a line, and it's just convenience. But when I'm down in my apartment, I go to this place called Ludlow and this place called Paws. And they have, it's just like tiny little cafes, and their coffee is usually better in my opinion. And like, they have like specialty drinks. So when we get coffee on the weekends, like I've never gone to the Starbucks by my apartment. No, I only go to local places.
Do you think, based on that, do you think Starbucks is as popular in New York?
Yes,
it is.
Yes. There's literally Starbucks like by my office. There's four Starbucks within like eye distance. Like wow. It definitely is not struggling in New York.
Okay. And are there lines always?
Yes.
There too? Okay. Okay. A concert in New York or a sporting event in New York?
A concert.
Okay. Dinner out or Uber Eats in?
Dinner out. It's always an experience.
And there's so many.
Yeah. And like usually the restaurant itself is really cute and like the people are cool. And
do you have like your...
The fresh food's always better.
Top three restaurants that are favorites that you go to all the time? Or do you literally just go to somewhere new all the time?
No, we don't go to new places all the time. We try to. Like if we're going to go to like a sit down like dinner, which we don't do that often, we'll go to a new place. Or like we go to like new places for drinks a lot. But we have... Definitely have our favorites. There's a place called Sauce, which is a pizza place that's really good. There's a place called Rosie's, which is Mexican that we've been to several times. And then there's our favorite of all. It's called Bolton and Watt, and it's just like an American restaurant. And they have such good drinks, such good food, and the vibe is very like casual, but it's such a fun place. So those are like our three places by where we live.
And along those lines, not really kind of, but just for people that who've not been to New York or don't realize sort of cost of living in New York, how different it is of different people from different places. On average, what would you say the cost of a drink is? Like a cocktail, not
$17.
A beer. $17. How much?
$17.
$17 is an average cost for one drink.
Uh-huh. I would say.
Crazy.
Sometimes it can be... No, I would say like it's usually 17 or 18, especially if you're sitting down. Now, if you're at a bar, I would say like if you get like a vodka soda or something, it's like 12 or 13. But still, that's like really expensive for literally no effort. It's just vodka and soda.
So it's a small fortune to go out and get drunk on a weekend night.
Yeah, we just always pregame before.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Wicked or Hamilton?
Wicked.
Yay. Max or Frank?
Max! But Frank, I love you.
I'm sorry. I don't think I just had to do that one.
Max.
Okay, so the rest of these are not New York ones. Okay. So this one's gonna be hard, I think, for you.
Okay.
Taylor Swift or Harry Styles?
Taylor Swift. I'm sorry, Harry.
Daisy Jones, these are serious. Daisy Jones and the Six or Vampire Diaries?
Shit. Vampire Diaries.
I have not watched. You can review Daisy Jones and the Six real quick. According to Allie, it's very, very good.
It's so good. The music is so good too. But Vampire Diaries is like an all-time classic for me.
Right.
So.
Do you think Daisy Jones would be just as good for someone who hasn't read the book?
Yeah.
Okay.
It might be better.
Okay.
Because you're not using Like, you don't have pre-existing opinions of what it's like.
Okay. I think we're going to watch that tonight, actually.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Okay, she's going to rewatch it. Mascara or blush?
What do I like better? Blush. What would I have to have if I can only have one makeup product? Mascara.
Okay, fair. Sweatpants or hoodies? If you had to
hoodies.
Do with them. Okay. California or Florida?
California.
And Doritos or Cheetos?
Doritos.
Right. That's all I have. I could think of these forever. I love these.
I love those questions.
I do too. So I that was my list.
The New York ones are good.
Yeah, thanks.
The thrifting or the Fifth Avenue and the pizza and the bagels. Yeah. Okay, pizza. Okay. Me and Casey have pissed off our New York roommate Maggie by saying this.
Uh-oh.
New York pizza is fantastic. It's obviously it is better than like Midwest chains and like whatever. It's obviously better and it's huge. So it's like just a neglected experience. But like the bagels are just so drastically different than like what you can get at like a bagel store, even in like Chicago. And people say it's because of the water in New York. But like,
why would that be?
Like the water just makes the bagels bigger and fluffier.
Oh, interesting.
But I think like when I come here, I miss my bagels more than I miss like the pizza. And I get bagels way more than I get pizza. And then as far as thrifting and Fifth Avenue, I think like Fifth Avenue is obviously cool, but I like the like ambiance of Fifth Avenue better than I like the actual shopping because I can't afford to really shop at any of those places. And like even the stores I can't afford to shop at, honestly, shopping on Fifth Avenue can literally be hell on earth because of all of like the tourists. But the reason, that's not even the reason I picked it. I picked it because the thrifting in New York City is so cool. Like you just find the most unique, like actually awesome pieces. And like so many of my clothes and my jeans now are thrifted and my sweaters are so many are thrifted. So that's why I picked that. But
I envy being able to thrift like that because you know, my living where I've always lived, thrifting is literally people's secondhand crap. Like,
That's what it is. It's just like, but it's really cool.
And it's name brand.
Yeah. Like there's designer. Yeah.
Right.
But like, yeah. But to end, do you want to hear my bagel order?
Yes.
Okay.
Allie, what is your bagel order?
I have three bagels that I order and I'll tell you how I will order them in my least favorite to my favorite.
Okay. You got 2 minutes.
I know. And it also goes in the like order frequency I order it. So the least frequent, my least favorite, but also my favorite because obviously it's in my bagel order,
okay,
is a sausage, egg, and cheese with hot sauce, salt, pepper, and avocado on an onion bagel.
Yum.
Toasted.
Okay.
It's a little filling, which is why I'm like, it's heavy. So if you're like really hungover and you want something like greasy, like that's what I get.
Sounds good.
More frequent one that I get on the weekends only, though, is an onion bagel toasted with bacon, scallion, cream cheese, and caramelized onions on top.
Wow.
Really good.
Wow.
Did I say on an onion bagel?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you come up with those on your own, or do they have those on the menu?
I came up with them, man.
Okay.
And the other one. And then my favorite that I get most often and get on the weekdays and is only $2.75.
Wow.
Is a onion bagel toasted with butter.
Oh, just butter.
Mm-hmm. So good.
Really?
Yeah. I get it at my little bagel store.
Cute.
On the corner.
What's so special about that?
Just tastes good.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right. Okay. Well, we got 1 minute. In 1 minute, I'm going to say my Bible verse. It is Matthew 19, verse 26. And it is, Jesus looked at them intently and said, humanly speaking, it is impossible, but with God, everything is possible. So
that's my confirmation Bible.
Is it?
Yeah.
That's so weird. You probably already used that the first time.
Definitely.
I should know that, but I forgot that, but I love that one. Thank you everybody for listening. I believe that next week, either I'll be doing the other recap of Love is Blind, or I'm going to be having a Rose interview, hopefully with my sister-in-law, Abby. Please go rate, review, subscribe, follow, all those things you do to a podcast that you love. And we'll talk to you next time. Say bye,
Allie.
Bye.